Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, co-chairs. I would just like to sum this up by saying that this technology doesn't solve the problem by itself, because all of the waste that goes into water courses needs to be recycled. So we have a final design for such a centre. But what I really want to underscore is the fact that we have to get local communities involved. In our country, we have university students, local communities and local government, which help us clean up the solid waste from the water courses. So it's teamwork, it's cheap. And what really moves me is to be able to tell you that when there's a will, there's a way. We don't have to find multi-million dollar solutions to solve this problem. What we need is we need hearts, we need wills. So what I wanted to present was a small project that started in a community 4 or 5 kilometers away from the mouth of the river, around 400 to 500 kilometers away from the capital city. It was a forgotten community of fisher folk. Nobody had tried to solve their problems, but now this community is in the international spotlight. You've seen that this is technology which has gone to Honduras and to the Dominican Republic. I hope that I'll be able to bring it to the Environmental Assembly in Nairobi so that they have a chance to tell you how they've become recyclers firsthand. We're now on the verge of calling upon the major multinationals in our company, in our country, I beg your pardon. You've seen the 2 liter plastic bottles of drink. They are the bottles which help us build the bio bars, but we want these multinationals to help us. On the one hand, you can ban things. On the other hand, you can dialogue. We need to find quick and effective, cheap solutions. So I'm happy to talk with you. I'm here for the rest of the week. I'll be happy to answer your questions in 15 minutes. I can't summarize 3 years of work, but nevertheless, I would like to thank you for this opportunity. And I have to say that it's a fantastic occasion for me to tell you about this excellent example coming from Guatemala. I would like to thank our brother country of Honduras. They've been patient and understanding. And I wanted to say that we've moved on from speeches to facts. We have this project to clean up all our rivers then. This is not the solution, but we have got now 170 wastewater treatment plants. When we came into office, there were only 40. We also have designs for solid waste management plants with the state-of-the-art technology. We have to change our thinking. If we don't manage to do that, then we won't be able to make progress. The IPCC Institute told us a few months ago that we have only 12 years left to stop global warming of 1.5 degrees centigrade. We see all the hidden problems with this rubbish that we've been dealing with. We've been trying to solve this problem, and we're ready to help you solve it as well by working with you. I haven't got anything else to add now, because I must stick to my speaking time. Thank you very much.